I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. Prospering without struggling. The easiest way to shatter darkness is to introduce light. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So light has power to disarm any darkness. Darkness can only harass you when there's no light. When there's light, flight is guaranteed. Now hear this, and Peter was toiling, struggling, frustrated in Luke chapter 5. And Jesus met him and said, cast your net into the deep. And when he cast his net into the deep, frustration ended. He struggled for all night, but just one word. He said, nevertheless, at your word. Every time God's word comes to you, frustration stops. Every frustration is an absence of the word of God. He said, nevertheless, at your word. And when God's word came, his toiling ended. Somebody's toiling will end as I'm speaking now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Prosperity without struggles is a reality. It is your heritage in Christ. It is our covenant identity. To say it is not possible is to end up a liability. It's possible. Say with me, it's possible. When I speak with authority, the end has come. Amen. To every form of struggle in your life. Amen. What is prosperity? Now, hear the truth. Prosperity is not just having money. You can have money and not be prosperous. Prosperity is a state of well-being. And you enter into that state through the covenant. Through the what? It's a state of no lack. It simply means a shift in position. From poverty to prosperity. When a man prospers, he doesn't talk. It announces itself. That's why I know very soon the world will celebrate you. Hear this. To become prosperous, you need to embrace the truth. One thing about prosperity is this. Most times when prosperity is preached, people get angry because the truth is very hard. True or no? Am I talking? Now, watch when you were in school. All the teachers that told you truth, you never liked them when you were small. You only liked them when you grew up. Every teacher that told you, don't go out, is a wicked teacher. Everyone that told you truth, you never liked them. But it's now you say, that teacher was it made me to change. Prosperity has a way of making small children not to be happy. Because you are going to, you will hear truth that most times you don't like. But after you mature, you say, of a truth, that is the man that made me to come out of poverty. Matured Christians like truth. Babies like fantasy. So, you want to hear truth? Glory to God. God desires that we prosper. But prosperity is not wished. You accept responsibility to prosper. He said in Psalm 35 verse 27, "So let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servants." Psalm 35 verse 27. So God desired that you prosper. Is that clear? He said, "I wish above all things that the man is prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper." It is God's will that you prosper. It is, I wish. That is his wish. It's a wish. It does not mean it's automatic. Does that make sense? If I say I wish to give you a car, I've not given you the car yet. It's my wish. So God said, "This is my wish," but there's a pattern, something you need to do. I'm he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that I may establish my covenant with you. So he's simply saying to you, I want to empower you based on a covenant basis. Now hear what God said in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. He said, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty might be rich." To be prosperous without struggle is a possibility. He said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." If you can believe the word of God, God says, how many things? Including prospering without struggles. Say it's possible. Say to someone, it is possible to prosper in the kingdom of God without struggle. In the kingdom of God, here it's not by struggling, it's not by stealing, it's not by gimmicks, it's not by scheming. It's by the knowledge of the word of God. You cannot apply the principles of God's word and not prosper. God does not want you to operate in your own wisdom. He wants to operate in his wisdom. Now, hear what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4. It says, "Labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom." So most times we try to do it from our own understanding. Is that clear? It says, "Cease from thy own what?" It says, stop. Don't use your own. Follow my principles. He says, "Cease from the way you do this. I have a pattern. I have a what? It is a wisdom of God that guarantees prosperity with durability." He said, "Durable riches are with me." Proverbs chapter 8, 1, 12, and 18. He said, "Doth not wisdom cry? And understanding, put forth her voice. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and found that knowledge of witty inventions. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and what? Righteousness." So, wealth is a byproduct of wisdom. So, when you operate in the wisdom of God, you prosper without struggles. Does that make sense? Glory to God. Now, hear what the Bible says concerning Isaac in Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. He said, "Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise." Isaac prospered in the midst of hardship. Does that make sense? So hardship is not new, but I see you prosper. There was hardship in the land, but Isaac prospered. I said, we are like Isaac, so we'll prosper in the midst of... Say, I'll prosper. No matter the hardship in the land. Say like a child of God. Whatever answers to Isaac will answer to me. Isaac was faced with famine in that environment, but he became what? Prosperous. I know he became very prosperous according to the Bible. So it does not matter your location. Just do what Isaac did and you will succeed without sweat. In Genesis chapter 26, we use him as a case study in this first part. Genesis 26, 1 to 6, I'll read New King James Version of the Bible. New King James Version. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Genesis 26, you can open your Bible. We read 1 to 6 and then 12 to 14. Genesis 26. Now, there was famine in the land, the Bible said, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Did you hear that? So there was hardship in his father's days. There was hardship in his days. So hardship is not new. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Take note of that word. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Hello. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines did what? You will so prosper that nations will envy you. So there are wisdom keys you apply to prosper. There are what?
David Ibiomi will be right back.
My name is Samuel Ohom. I read a book by Papa, said a miracle, a hand. And with the understanding that this hand that I have is not only to eat there. So Sunday when I got home, one of my tenants was dead. He's dead already. They were praying. I came out and I asked, what is happening? They said that the man is dead. I called his brother. I said, your brother will not die. I went back house and I took that book, Miracle Hand. I said, for this hand is a miracle hand. And as I lay this hand on you, and I, by the name of the God of David Ibiomi, come heal in Jesus' name. And the man jacked back to life.
It's revelatory and dynamic. Miracle Hands, another insightful book written by David Ibiomi, reveals that the hands of believers are divinely electrified and wired with the power of God for the working of miracles, signs, and wonders. Your hands are not ordinary. You will discover more for yourself as you read through the intriguing pages of this book. To get a copy of any of these books in the UK, visit Ify Max, 3 Parklaw Avenue, Degham, ROM95BA. Telephone number 020-8592-5440. If you are in any other part of the world, call +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
If you want to prosper without struggling, there are certain, he said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Durable riches are with wisdom. So you walk by wisdom. He said wisdom is profitable to direct. So with that wisdom, struggle continues. Prosperity is not a prayer issue. It's a wisdom issue. Hear me again. Prosperity is not a fasting issue. It's an issue of wisdom. That's why the first thing a man wants to prosper, we ask God for, is wisdom. He said, riches and honor are with me. Yeah, durable wealth. So, wealth is a byproduct of what? Wisdom. If you are not wise, you can't be rich. Do you hear me at all? Not if you, that's a prayer warriors, many of them are worn out because wealth has nothing to do with prayer. We prayed for the devil to be cast out. We didn't pray for money. Do you see our prayer point? When we pray, we say, no devil should reach you, no attack on your head. Do we pray, no money should come? Because it's not a prayer point. It's a wisdom issue. That's why the church missed it. The church keep praying, oh God, money. God said, no. For money, you don't pray. Walk with wisdom of God. I give unto you the keys, plural. Not one key.
Keys.
Prayer is one key. Wisdom is another key. Praise is another key. But we want to use one key to open all the doors. How can you take one Mercedes-Benz key to open Peugeot and to open a Volkswagen? You will die in frustration. Prayer is not all the keys. Prayer is one key. Did you hear me at all? So I don't get confused and say, no, I've been praying. I don't know what's happening. I can tell you've been praying and that you have been playing. Because you're applying the wrong key to open prosperity. Okay, can I humble you? Now, God is not moved by your emotions. Before I go further, emotions don't move God. Have you seen where a farmer did not plant, for instance, and he begins to cry? And because of his cry, God brought the corn out. Have you seen one before? Okay. Have you seen a widow? Because her husband died. And then she began to cry and food came out from heaven. So your crying will not move God. So cry should be removed. Oh God, the way I serve you. God said there's a principle you must apply. You go and plant the seed, otherwise your crying will move me. I know you're a widow, but did you farm? God, you know I'm a widow. God said, I know. But you can't move me with your cry. Every farmer that needs me to intervene, even a widow, you need to. So we stop crying. Can I teach now? Are you still happy with me? Okay. I'm sure you don't want to struggle anymore. Peter struggled. Jesus said, hey, before you die, cast your net to the deep. I am giving you an instruction. You must obey. If you want frustration to end. Peter said, nevertheless, at your word. I'm a fisherman, but I will obey. Because you know better than me. We'll be looking at the wisdom keys for becoming prosperous without struggles. Wisdom keys to becoming what? Prosperous without struggles. Say, Lord, give me the keys. Key number one. You want to succeed without, prosper without struggles. Key number one, divine guidance. Which is divine instruction. Can I put divine instruction or divine guidance? Whichever way you put it. The two go. Divine instruction. Divine what? Divine instruction, which is divine direction with the divine guidance, is a major secret behind every prosperous man in the kingdom of God. If you look at the Bible where we read in Genesis 26 concerning Isaac, listen carefully, because prosperity is not just carrying money to give alone. Listen carefully. Isaac, in that scripture, if you read verse 2, verse 3, the Bible said, and when there was famine, Isaac went out to go to Egypt. Did you read that? You remember when there was famine, Abraham went to where? Egypt. So the first thing Isaac thought when there was hardship was to go to Egypt. And God said, no, sit here. So you don't do something because somebody did it. You don't travel because another person traveled to succeed. Each one must get his own instruction from God. You can be close as friends, but God will not give you the same instructions. Abraham was his father, but he said, Abraham, you go to Egypt. But for Isaac, you remain here. I mean, understand what God is saying here. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because divine instructions are door openers. They give you access to God's treasures. They are the gateways to God's abundance. If you want God to release his blessings, you must follow his instructions. Every distinction is a function of obedience to divine guidance. When God instructs you and you follow, blessings follow. It is only those who walk by his divine instructions that flow into his blessings. For instance, God told the man Moses, he said, lift up the rod, say instruction. And stretch your hand over the sea, say instruction. Just one instruction, brought deliverance. Am I correct? God will open doors for you. He said, but then he lifted up his hand and stretched forth, and the place became a dry land. Instruction, same instruction. But when he wanted to divide the sea for Jordan, of Jordan for Elijah, he never used rope. He gave another instruction. You haven't understand? He does not walk with all the same pattern. That's why he's God. He divided the Red Sea through Moses through a rod. He divided the water through Elijah through a mantle. He divided the water through Joshua through the legs. Each one had a different pattern. That somebody went overseas in a pattern to succeed does not mean you succeed in that same pattern. I may understand what I'm saying. God gives each one a specific instruction, and when you obey his instruction, he delivers you from destruction and you enjoy distinction. If you want to succeed, you must follow instruction. What is God saying to me? Don't just jump to do a business because somebody is doing it. Must I hear? I don't understand what I'm talking about. May your ears be open to hear God. So when you obey God's word, it's simply telling you that something I have better than what you are. Hello. Because he knows the end from. God can never tell you something that will be better than your yesterday. Anytime God gives you an instruction, it will be better than your... Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen.
For as you think in your heart, so are you.
Every man of impact is a productive thinker.
It has energized me to know what are the right things I'm supposed to do as to affecting the lives of those around me.
Daniel was in the midst of wicked rulers who brought decrees against Daniel. Yet, Daniel came out through thinking.
There are some things that I really don't know before, but now I understand a lot of things.
I now have a deeper insight of what thinking means, and I'm aware also that thinkers rule the world.
Everything to make you a success is already in you. God has given it to you, but you have not steered it.
I know how to think now.
And I think it will improve my life.
When a man engages his mind productively, he can't be trapped by any wicked ruler.
Thinkers rule their world. Mental Development for Impact, a series of teachings that will help you succeed in life through thinking.
To get a copy of this message on DVD, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.